Okay, guys, so I was absent for a few days. I went to Michigan. I spoke to some people about Instagram and their social media presence, some businesses and some real estate agents. And as of yesterday, you might have lost some followers. Now, truth be told, it seems like Instagram has had some kind of malfunction. But it's funny because, I mean, it could be totally random. Who knows? They're doing an investigation to find out what happened because even Ariana Grande lost a few hundred thousand people. Here's the thing. The reason why I didn't panic, not that you guys knew I panicked or not, but the reason why I didn't panic and I didn't lose any, I only grew like 60 followers. I didn't lose anything. I grew. I continue growing. I get pretty decent amount daily now. And I'm telling you that's through hard work. I wanted to mention it kind of shook a lot of people's universe because not too many people understand how social media works. Either they are putting in the hard work to get the genuine engagement, or they are putting in a lot of money to buy followers to try to make money. And it's kind of funny to me that, you know, there's a lot of that happening where, like, you know, a lot of people aren't really learning how to use social media. And I saw that yesterday in so many different Facebook groups. Photography Facebook groups, other social media managers were freaking out. I'm part of a social media managing Facebook group, and I'm like, how are managers, Facebook and Instagram social media managers, freaking out? How do you not know what's happening? How are you freaking out? That just goes to show you that there's no confidence behind these people. And you have to really, and I'm not trying to be, I'm not going to name names or anything like that. But when I see other people in my field freak out about followers being lost, I wonder what are they doing that is not creating organic followers? I've said this time and time and time before, again and again. Instagram is about networking. Social media is about networking. So follow on follow, just throw that in the trash because it just kind of invalidates what social media is there for. If you are using follow on follow to gain followers, do you not see how ironic that is? You are unfollowing people that you're trying to get them to follow you. So when you lose followers, why are you upset? You're doing it to other people. Anyways, I just had to put it out there. On Instagram, just as a side note, you can find me on social media, A Girl Official on Instagram, Toy Elephant Photography on Instagram, Hello Social Media Marketing, I'm sorry, Hello Social Media Consulting.com. The Social Media Girl Official again is on Instagram. So, all these people I mentioned, cause I saw like social media managers freak out. I've seen photographers, of course, part of photographer groups. I see them all freak out, and I've even seen it in mom groups and, lady groups and stuff like that, where people are like, oh my God, what happened to my Instagram? Well, I haven't found out yet. I checked this morning to find out what Instagram had to say about it, and, they're Instagrating. Investigating it. Oh my God, I'm such a genius. They're investigating it, and too much social media for me. They're investigating it to find out why, because it definitely was. I mean, every now and then there will be purging that happens, and when Instagram purges, they will hunt out any kind of fake or spammy account and disable them and delete them. And, but this time it wasn't that. I'm not completely sure what it is, but here's the thing. A lot of people got shooken up by it. Like, what happened? Well, I'm not saying I know why, and I'm not saying that because I do what I do, that's why I was saved and I didn't lose any followers. But I know that I didn't freak out about it because I know that there's no real if there was a real reason for me to lose legitimate followers, that means they're deleting accounts. They're deleting accounts of real people. If it was a mistake and the numbers were messed with, it only means that there will be a correction and the numbers will come back. So it just, it's a certainty and knowing how social media works. And I found it funny that there are managers, social media managers out there that had no idea what was happening and was totally freaking out. And even one person who had like a client who had like 83,000 followers lost like 3,000 followers, which is not really that big of a deal, was convinced because they never bought one follower, blah, blah, blah. And I'm just like, that was my account, it'd be like, you had 85,000 followers and now you have 82,000 followers. Do not worry. We will rebuild. And we will probably rebuild. We'll recover that 1,000 in a month or less. Like an account that big, it's like hard to not be able to recover that. You'd have to fight not to recover it. But it's just funny to see the uncertainty other social media managers have out there on their craft. When you hire someone to manage you, consult you, help you guide your social media accounts to a successful range, you have to make sure they have a certain level of confidence, because otherwise you're just buying into more ads or you're just throwing money at a problem and you're not really getting a solution. My purpose is to make sure that people are actually getting what they need and want from their social media. They're actually interested and know that social media works. And when someone knows that social media works, well, now they either have to trust someone like myself to get those products or get it themselves, but they can't figure out what is up and what is down, and they also have to run a business, and they also now have to capture content. And that's why I'm doing what I do, because I understand why it's hard and why it's frustrating. And when something like this, where, you know, Instagram has a blip of weird followers disappearing and they can't figure out what it is, it's like I stay strong. Oh God, it's like I can't think of a metaphor just right yet, but it's definitely goes to show that what I am doing holds strong. And someone that isn't completely sure of what they're doing, they're gonna get nervous when things go wrong. And immediately, I mean, I looked to check to see if I was hit on my photography account and my social media account. And no, I didn't get hit at all. Like I said, in fact, I gained over 60 people. And that's just because I do social media door knocking. And I found a way to engage in use social media and like about an hour a day, and you get the growth in your Instagram and your social media. You know, and if you want specific things to come from your social media and you are getting frustrated because you're not hitting your goals or your targets, it can make you want to even give up on your goals and purposes. And I don't want people to give up on their goals and purposes. So I definitely want to help people. That's my true goal, is I don't want social media to be a stop in someone's goals and purposes. So I want to help them fight through the barrier of social media. I don't necessarily want to take over your account. I want to teach you. I want to help you. I want you to be certain. So when Instagram has a situation, or social media has a situation where you lose followers, you're not scrambling. You are standing and you are confident and you are strong in what you are doing. And that's what I want to do. You don't want to hire someone who it seems like they're more confident than you are in social media, but really is not. You want to hire someone that factually is more confident in social media and in their tools. I mean, sure, there's tools to help things go faster as far as like administratively, but there's things you actually need to make sure you do on your own because, or done with a human behind it, because otherwise you're just digging a bigger camouflaged hole. When the shit hits the fan, you want to be certain that you can rebuild and rebuild fast, or you don't even get hit by the storm. And that's what I do. I help people understand social media, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter if needed, and get past any kind of algorithm problems. Again, it's the Social Media Girl Official on Instagram, Toy Elephant Photography, and hellosocialmediaconsulting.com. I hope to hear from you all soon. And that's it for me today.